In the 1980s, a gathering of a few traditional village dance groups in Bethel started what may now be the world's largest gathering of Alaska Native dancers, the Chamai Dance Festival. The elders that kept the drums pounding through the generations remain the roots of this tradition. In less than 2 weeks, the drums will beat again. I sat down with two of the Chamai organizers to discuss how this year's festival honors its foundation. The festival seems to grow stronger every year, as longtime co-coordinator Linda Curta remembers well.
You know, originally people would just dance in their t-shirts and maybe have dance fans, you know, and then we had gloves and, you know, now we have matching cussbucks and everyone, men and women, have fans, mukluks. Then the headdresses, most incredible beaded headdresses.
This year, for the first time, Chamai is dedicated to a group of elders who, together, represent the continuum of dance in their village. For decades, it has been customary to find a departed elder to dedicate the festival to. But when organizers turned to Kasigluk to name someone, the Tundra village with a strong dancing tradition instead named six.
They are York in Kasigluk.
Kakelnguk, that's Kalila Slim. Askilak, Nelly Slim. Uksunriach, Wasley Berlin Sr. Kalichtuk, Wasley Nicholas. Nasakak, Alexei Nicholas. Ukilak, Pavla Nicholas.
That's Peter Achek, who helps facilitate Chamai. The festival begins on March 16th at the Bethel Regional High School Gym. As the host, Bethel dancers will take the stage first to welcome their guest. The lineup includes local and regional groups, as well as past favorites from out of town, like the Running Thunder Cree dancers from Canada and the Nanda Acrobaticalist.
They're just amazing.
In one act, two sets of men on opposite sides of the stage stand on one another's shoulders and juggle objects across the room. Chamai celebrates dance from around the world. For the first time, it'll welcome Pacific Bloom, a Polynesian group. 21 groups will perform. On the second day, they'll all come together for the Heart of the Drums, a ceremony that goes well with this year's Chamai theme.
Dupachtlaret nunavipot, which in English translates as drums awaken our roots.
The drummers from all the dance groups stand on the top row of the bleachers circling the crowd and in unison begin to beat their drums, growing louder and louder.
When you're watching that, you will forget there is a world out there. Healing happens.
Chamai means handshake in Yupik and is said as a warm welcome. The festival celebrates community and tradition. It's multi-generational, multilingual, and multicultural. To everyone, it says Chamai.
It's a festival. Come have fun, everyone.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.